Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, and welcome to the Myrtle Beach Report. This is Dr. John, and today we've got a great guest and a great show. My friend, and I'm so proud to call her my friend, is living the dream in the entertainment world. We were just talking about that. So, ladies and gentlemen, I want to introduce you to the one and only, the 2018 Country Music Female Vocalist of the Year, Cassie Page. Cassie, from Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, how are you doing today?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I am doing wonderfully. So glad to have you here with us. I appreciate you taking time out of your busy, busy schedule because you're all over. You're singing and performing so many different places. So again, thanks very much for being with us tonight. And in fact, where have you been? You just got back from off the road, didn't you?
I did. I just let me say, I'm very happy to be on the show with you. And I'm very happy to call you my friend too.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I did just get back from New Orleans. I was down there doing some music promotion and kind of hanging out and meeting people and networking and stuff like that. So it was a really good time.
Wonderful. And you sang too. I bet they enjoyed it, didn't they?
I think so. Everybody seemed to like it.
Well, we're glad local girl does well. We're very proud of you. This is the first time I got to interview you. It's just me talking to you. And so I've got some questions that I'd like for you to answer that I think everybody would be interested in. Number one, how did you get in this crazy music business? I've never asked you that question.
Well, I started singing when I was about 3 or 4 in church. And how that came about was my mom used to sing in church. And I've always loved music since I was small enough to walk or even as a baby, you know, just before I could even really talk, humming, from what my mom said. But I started to sing when I was really small because I would learn the song she sang and then I would start singing her songs. So she kind of jokes about how I used to steal her songs. But that's how I kind of got started. And then I just sang throughout school. I was in chorus, and I would sing at little events at church, or if friends were getting married, or if somebody was getting having some kind of birthday party or an event, and they wanted someone to sing, I would sing. But it didn't really actually get to be professional or semi-professional until probably about 5 years ago, when I met Robbie Van Hoy, and he's been a musician for over 40 years, and he's one of the original founding members of the Henry Berry Band, which is a band that traveled a lot in the 70s and 80s up and down the East Coast and down in the South and just a lot of different places up north. And they played a lot of classic rock and older tunes and stuff like that. But he actually owned a local studio, and he said he had been looking for a girl to sing a lead role on some stuff he had written. So he invited me to his studio. I went to his studio, and I sang. And that night, it was from then on, he said, "Do you want to start doing some stuff?" And I said, "Yeah." So we started doing like local gigs, and then it kind of grew from there. And then we started posting some things online and got some attention from different people. And eventually we made it to Nashville, and that's where I cut my debut CD, was in Nashville. And I've just finished up my second, which I did between here and Nashville. So that's kind of how it all began.
Wow, that's great. I think the first time that I actually met you, you were a guest at the Jacksonville, North Carolina Comic-Con. Everybody kept telling me that you got to meet Cassie Page. She's really awesome. And we met, and it was so nice to meet you. But then came the first time I actually got to hear you perform. And that was last year at the 2018 Carolina Country Music Awards. And I was there, Papa Stro, Maestro, and I were your cheering section along with your family. And
we didn't
know that we walked in at just the perfect time when you were going to take the cake. You were a very highly thought of performer. And tell us about the award that you won and kind of how did the Carolina Country Music Award happen?
Well, it was actually the first year that that particular award show had ever occurred. And I think initially they were planning to try and have it at the Carolina Opry, but for some reason that didn't happen. So then they booked the House of Blues, which has now become their yearly venue, to my knowledge. But I guess someone had told the person that was creating the award show about me as a singer, and they contacted Robbie on, I think it was Facebook, and asked if we had any original music that I could submit or we could submit, because they were interested in hearing our stuff. And the people that started the Carolina Country Music Awards own several radio stations on the East Coast. And so they have FM stations where they'll play local artist music that aren't on larger, bigger labels or that aren't as well known, that they'll play in slots that they can to try and give them exposure. So I submitted a song off of my debut CD, which was called Soldier's Daughter, which is kind of a tribute to my dad because he is a military dad. He did 40 years in the service between the Marines and the Army. We submitted that one, which that was my choice. I had some other songs that were more upbeat, but I really wanted to submit that one because that's the one I wanted to be heard. And I knew it would get radio play. But so I submitted it, and I did not have any idea that I would be nominated for several awards. That year, I was nominated for Video of the Year, Female Entertainer of the Year. Goodness, I can't remember. I think overall Entertainer of the Year, if I'm not mistaken. But I think
that
so.
That sounds right.
Mm-hmm. Seems like there was another one. Gospel Song of the Year, because Robbie and I actually co-wrote a gospel song together. So we were nominated for those four, and out of the four, I took on the Female Entertainer of the Year, which I was happy to just be nominated for any of the awards because there was so much wonderful talent. I mean, gosh, you could sit there and listen to the musicians, and they all sounded like they could be playing on the radio now. So I was very humbled and lucky and proud and excited to have received that award. I had actually gone backstage and changed out of my gown because it was the very last award, and I was thinking, you know, I'm not going to win this. So I had gone backstage and changed into my leggings and my shirt, and I remember standing out front. I wasn't even backstage when they announced it, and she said my name, and I turned and looked at a friend of mine, and I said, did she just say my name? I said, no way. So as soon, I was like, oh, my gosh, I was in shock. So I had to run back to get backstage and then run back up on the stage to get the award. So it was quite eventful, but it was really, really, really exciting and so much fun. It really was.
Well, we're very proud of you. That's a great story because I was there, and I remember seeing you over there talking to somebody, and Papa Stro, Maestro, and I were saying, God, we hope she wins. And I think Maestro looked over and said, well, there she is. Maybe she knows something we don't. I said, looks like she's just talking to me, but that's okay. And you won. You were up there, and then the whole crew, all the entertainers, got up there and sang, and it was just a magical experience. It was so much fun to see you and to get to hear you and to meet all those great performers. Now, thank you very much. Again, we want to make this an every year affair. We were there this past year, just a couple of weeks ago. And again, the music was incredible. The people were so nice, and it was great being friends with Cassie Page, who really stole the show. We were proud to be part of part of your family or friends. So now comes the fun part. We know you're a performer and singer, and you're a songwriter. You're also involved in the music publishing business, right?
Uh-huh. That's right.
So tell us, where do you want to go with all this? This is, I know this is probably the question everybody hates to get, but I like to ask things like this because, like me, you know, I'm an announcer and I do research and I do kind of fun things and I know where I want to go. So where does Cassie Page want to go?
Well, of course, to the top. I mean, everybody wants to go to the top.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I would definitely love to do that. But I really would love to do a Christian project because, you know, like I said, my singing and I really feel like my gift is based in the church and it came from God. I've never denied that I'm a Christian. I've always been very proud that I am. So I would really, really, really love to do a full-on Christian project sometime in the future. So that's what I'm hoping will happen for me. But other than that, I mean, I would just love to sing and just be able to travel and just be able to do it all the time, not have to worry about working a regular job or worry about anything like that. I'd love to just be able to just share my music with everybody. I mean, I think what everybody would want to do.
Well, I think you put that very well, sharing your music with everyone, because that's what we want to do. We want to share our talents with folks and let them enjoy them. We really do. And so who are, other than it was Robbie Van Hoy that helped you get started, who are some of the other folks and musicians that you work with and who've been part of you growing as a musician and gaining some notoriety and everything? Who are some of those folks?
Well, Christy and Jeff Angelonis, they're actually the ones that started the Carolina Country Music Awards. So they've been a big help as far as exposure with playing music on their station and allowing me to enter the contest and reaching out to us initially. So they have helped a lot. Some other musicians that I've performed with, I did open for Ricky Skaggs in Atlanta.
Wow.
That was a great experience. Yeah, that was a great experience. I was a Rotarian at the time, which I was a Rotarian for several years, and then my job position changed, so I wasn't able to really make the meetings as much, so I ended up having to step away from that. But I'm hoping to get back to that in the future.
It's interesting. I was a Rotarian as well, and I always enjoyed it, and I want to get back as well. So that's another thing we've got in common.
Yeah. I mean, I did. It's such a wonderful organization to be a part of. I mean, the things that they do
Absolutely.
In the community, the things they do for the world, I mean, it's just amazing. And I loved being a part of it. I just, like I said, my work schedule just prevented me from being able to be involved as much as I would have liked to have been. But he was actually at our annual Rotary Conference in Atlanta, and he was the star performer for us. And I remember someone calling me from Rotary and asking me if I would like to submit some music, because I was a Rotarian, to see if I could become his opening act. And I remember thinking, I'm never going to be able to do this. I am a Rotarian, but I'm a Rotarian in North Carolina. You know, this is the international conference. This is not going to happen. But there were people that really pushed for me that were from this area in my local Rotary organization. And I was the one that got the spot. So I was super excited about that. I got to perform 3 different shows while I was there, 1 a day for the entire weekend. So I got a lot of exposure. And I also was glad I got to do it for the Rotarians because, like I said, what they do, you know, every day on a daily basis, they don't have to do the things that they do, but they do it because they choose to, because they want to be those kind of people. So I was very honored to be a part of that. I met Mr. Ricky Skaggs. We got a photo together. He was one of the nicest musicians I have ever met. I remember just being totally starstruck by him because, you know, here's this man I've seen on TV my entire life that I've heard sing my entire life that just didn't seem to be real. And he was standing in front of me, and I was like, I remember thinking I would never be so starstruck that I wouldn't be able to speak. But he asked me what my name was, and I am telling you, I could not remember my name. He said, "What's your name, honey?" And I said, and I said, "Wait, it's Cassie. My name's Cassie." Oh my gosh, that was so funny. And what really impressed me about him, and what really impressed me about him is I met him prior to the show, and prior to his performance, which lasted for a few hours. After my performance, and I remember him saying, you know, he asked me if that was me singing, and I said, "Yes, sir." And he said, "You sounded beautiful." He said, "I've sat here and listened to you the entire time." And that just shocked me because I'm like, I mean, here he is, this big mega star, probably 40 to 50 years, and you would never think that he would just listen to, you know, the girl that's opening for him. But he did. And even after his show, when he came off stage and I was backstage, he called me by my name. He remembered my name, and that was really impressive to me because you would think, you know, just in passing, someone wouldn't remember that.
But, now, Cassie, you got to give him credit. You got to give him credit. He remembered your name when you didn't.
That is true. That's very true.
Oh, well,
but,
sorry.
It was a pleasure meeting him.
Yeah, well, yeah, Ricky Skaggs is such a great performer and entertainer, and I know that was a wonderful experience. And you also you told me something before we started tonight, because I was always saying, now, Cassie, when are you going to be playing around here? Because we're in Myrtle Beach, the vacation capital of the world, the golf capital of the world, the sun fun capital of the world, and my hometown. And you surprised me. You said, "John, I'm going to be playing around the Myrtle Beach area. Can you tell us a little bit about that? Do you mind?"
No, yeah, sure. After the Carolina Country Music Awards this year, I went out with some friends and I met a few people. And it just so happened that I met a person that knows a person that knows another person that knows another person.
And
I got to talking with them and I started getting calls about performing. So I had put out the word that, you know, I'm from the Conway Myrtle Beach area. That's where I was born and raised. I was born in Grand Strand Hospital. I was raised out near Surfside, down near Saucus Tea. And as I got a little older, my parents moved out to Conway. But I've been in the area, the general area, my entire life, other than moving up to North Carolina for work. But I started getting calls, and I think I have 12 or 13 bookings now between April and August of this year. So, and they keep coming in, so I'm pretty excited about it. But
well, that's great. Let me ask you this. Where can we go to find out about those gigs? Because I know that the president of your online fan club, Dr. John, wants to be at the first one. Where do we find out about them?
I'll be posting as soon as I get a schedule. Well, I have somewhat of a schedule, but I'm hoping I get more bookings so I can just do kind of like a tour schedule. But as soon as I get that together, I will post it on my Facebook page, my musician page, and probably my website, which is CassiePage.com.
Right, that's KASCIE page, PAGE.com. It's a great site, and everybody should go there. And I tell you what else, Cassie, when you get your schedule posted, let me know, and I will put a notification on, of course, Myrtle Beach Report, so that everyone that goes there can know that they can go find your locations, come see you, and if I'm out there and got time and I'm not out there talking to Bigfoot or Lizard Man, that I'll be there too. So yeah, that'll be great. So be sure to let us know. And we always want to support Cassie Page. You are our hometown girl I know we want you to make it big, but we're just so proud to know you. You're such a nice person, and you are such a talented performer.
Oh, thank you.
Well, you're welcome. I tell you what, we've got a treat right now because you sent me a song, and we're going to play that as we close out our show. Well, tell us just a little bit about this song. It's called Better Than That, right?
That's right. And it is on my second CD that I released. I did some covers on my second CD because my first one was all original stuff. And I wanted to branch out a little bit more from just the country aspect and not really pop so much, but more of like a modern country style on different types of songs. So I took a little bit of classic rock. I took a little bit of pop. I took a little bit of country, and I kind of combined it all to have like a newer modern sound, not really country pop, but more of a, I don't know, maybe like a bluesy country kind of, I guess. But anyway, it's one that I wrote on that album, and it's actually, it's Better Than That, meaning I'm better than the way I was treated, because I know some people have gone through heartache, some people have gone through pain, some people have gone through bad relationships where they've been done wrong, and I just kind of wanted to write a song about that, but I didn't want it to be a sad, you know, I'm sitting in the corner of my room crying song. I wanted it to be more about... I wanted it to be more about persevering, getting through it, pushing through, and realizing, you know, I don't need that mess. I'm better than that, you know. So, that's kind of where it came from, and that's what I wrote about.
Well, thanks for that preview of your song. We're going to play it now, and then we will say goodbye to you after this is over. So, ladies and gentlemen, here it is on Myrtle Beach Report, Cassie Page and Better.
Later, now you're out with that hater. I'm better than that.
Cassie Page, that was wonderful. Written by
Thank
Cassie
you.
Page and sung by her. And what a great star you are. And we're so glad to have you on the Myrtle Beach Report. Thank you so much for being with us. Can we get you back sometime?
Oh, of course. Anytime. You just let me know.
Well, thank you very much, number one. Number two, be sure to let me know when your schedule is up. We will make sure that is featured on Myrtle Beach Report. We want everyone to know where to go hear our favorite singer. Not just a country singer, but our favorite singer. You're great, Cassie.
Oh, thank you so much. And I definitely will let you know because I'd love to see everybody there.
Well, that's great. Well, from all of your fans to you and from Myrtle Beach Report, thanks for being with us tonight. And we will see you soon up there in the stars. Okay?
Okay.
Thanks a lot. See you soon.
All right. Bye-bye.